Sorry, guys. Craig's our little bot guy. He lets us know when he joins the chat to record. But anyways, hey, I'm Tyler of Movie Brews and Rants. It's been a few weeks. We've had some personal differences going on. That sounds like we hate each other. We had personal things in our lives going on. We didn't hate each other. I'm a little salty, but you know, it is what it is. But you know what? Let's get into our drinks. I'm actually kind of excited for this one. I have a 6.1% alcohol pumpkin pie beer with Bird Dog cinnamon poured into it. You know, I got some Bird Dogs because of you. Bird Dog cinnamon poured into it with a splash of apple juice. And this is probably one of the best like pumpkin pie drinks I've had in a very long time.
We all fancy and folly over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, I am drinking a Fugu Horchata cold brew cocktail by Cutwater Spirits. It has Fugu vodka with cold brew coffee, cream liqueur, cinnamon, and vanilla bean flavors added. A friend of mine bought these, I think, when they were on vacation, and almost hurled when he cracked it open. And so I was gifted the remainder of said animals. And I, upon initially cracking it open, I understand that it says Fugu, but you don't expect the cocktail recipe that I just listed off to have a fishy aroma and taste to it. But it kind of did. So I enhanced mine with several things. The most recent one and the one I'm partaking in right now is fortified with actual rum chata and Kahlua. So it is officially delicious and no longer tastes or smells of fish.
Chata is gross. I've said that before on here, and I will say it again.
You're offending like a whole class of people, homie. It's just like
gross. But this is also coming from the guy who would drink Fireball straight. So I mean, you can't really take what I say. Correct. Well, take it with a grain of salt. Straight, there you go.
You know, tap the table and go about your business. I mean, if that's what you're drinking Fireball for, you know, so shoot her back.
Well, first of all, I want to say you're going to hear me cough a little bit. I came down with this strange cough like it started 2 days ago, so I don't know where it came from. You're going to hear it happen. I do apologize for that. But this week we're doing, I almost said day shift again. I don't know why I said that. We did that a couple weeks ago. Are doing Escape of the Field?
Escape the Field. Yeah, it's Escape a 2022 horror that was, obviously I'm dating myself here when I say this, but this would have been a straight-to-video release when video releases were actual things. So what the modern world we live into, it'll be a exclusive to a streaming service. And let's be honest, guys, unless you're Disney Plus, your exclusive streaming movies, they're usually there just to have some content up on the network that's original, that you have a little more control over. And Escape the Fields, boy, it delivers on the promise of direct video releases. I saw
without a doubt.
It looked like it would be rather exciting to watch, and you're like, well, you know, it's spoopy season. Let's see what's going on here. I'm not a huge horror fan, not because I don't like the genre. I'm just a big old sissy. But I saw this one, and it was evocative of several other things, like all good direct-to-video ports are. It makes you think of other things Children of the Corn comes to mind. A little bit of Saw action going on. So it doesn't sound like it would be something this horrible, but by God, it is truly abysmal. And it's not every actor that appears in the film's fault. But hell, it's a good 60% of them that are pretty bad at this. But you know, the two main male protagonists, you know, you've seen them in tons of other stuff, you know, as side pieces, pretty prominent in some television shows. As far as the female actresses in here, I don't think I've seen them in a whole lot of anything else, and nor do I think we will see them in a whole lot more to come, based on the power of this performance. Now, it could be all the director, and they could be eminently coachable athletes. You know what I'm saying? They could have been told exactly what to do and followed to a T. But whoever's fault it was, they deserve a raspberry for this one.
So the lead actress, her name's Jordan Claire Robbins. She's my age. She was born in 90, along with me. She's in the Umbrella Academy. Supernatural, but I'm guessing only like an episode. iZombie, I'm guessing only for like an episode or two. So she doesn't really have a whole lot of actual stuff under her belt, really, realistically.
It doesn't mean she's a bad person. I just mean the general tone and tenor.
I did not like her act at all.
There's a lot of it that was questionable. Theo Rossi has been in tons of stuff. It's good. Sons of Anarchy was great. He was good on Luke Cage. Maybe some of the best stuff on there. But in this one, you know, he tries to drag them kicking and screaming through this, literally and figuratively at times.
You're not in this one too.
It's and you know, Shane West. Who? Yeah, that dude that's been in all those things. Like
That's exactly who I was looking up.
Well, what people are going to remember this guy for, he has been doing this for a while. Depending on your particular genre of movie, A Walk to Remember, he was the male lead opposite Mandy Moore 20 years ago. He played Tom Sawyer in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And we still gave him work after that. And I think that's just a testament to his agent's power. Movie was just, it was so bad.
I love that movie. Sean Connery. Up, oh my God, dude. That movie was so. Guys, next week we're going to do The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And we might not hear from Jeff anymore.
God. It's so bad. Dude, he was on ER for like forever. Like he's been in tons of stuff. He has made the rounds for a very long time. So God love him for that.
Isn't that great TV show Nikita? I just like saying that name, Nikita. He was in El Dorado, the miniseries. Here you go, he was in ER.
Yeah, like he's been there for a long time. But you know, these guys, we can talk about, you know, their resumes or lack thereof on some of them. But what we're talking about now,
some of their resumes are great. I would leave this movie off a resume.
Was bad. Like, and we don't, you know, it starts out like Saw movies in a field. Random person wakes up scared off their mind with something around them, and then there's someone else that's thrown into the same situation. And that's just what they did. Like, it starts off with Sam. She was a doctor. She was in Scrubs. You think you're being led to believe that she was just dropped off in this field, and she wakes up, and there's a gun next to her with, like, a bullet. And she's freaking out, and then you see all the corn shaking, and then this dude in a Canadian tuxedo staggers through the corn, and that's Tyler, not the one, the other dude talking here, but
the one we're talking about, but you know.
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, they have an episode of getting the band together, and they run it with three other people real quick. And then it just...
downhill. It went downhill.
Yeah, it's just... I wanted to like this, and then there were several jump scares in here. They were good, and they were prolonged for a little bit, so, you know, it just kept the tension ramping up. And then it gets so bad, man. Like, I would love to give you very specifics on what's so bad about it, but the problem is, with nothing's good, it all tastes the same. Like, there's no changes in this. Some of the effects were god-awful. Like the
knife going into her stomach at the very end of the movie?
Oh, the red glowing eyes.
Oh, like my how God. They were just like,
yeah. Okay.
Looks it like was just, the part of a film I made back in high school.
Dude, it was
like bad.
Like I said, that being said, the one redeeming quality, if you like shitty horror movies, then this is a must watch. If you feel like, you know what? This is, yeah, it's been aces. You know, this week has been great. You know, the job is good. Personal life is clicking on right at a good pace. You know, hey, my favorite team won. You know, I want a little money off of side bet. You know what? I need to tone it down, temper it a little bit. Well, this shit sandwich of a film will definitely do that for you. I know it's easy to break movies down and to tell you all this the things that are wrong with it. And I hate when people do that or just say what's wrong with it. The problem is this, is everything seemed wrong. Like the pacing of it, the shoehorned, you know, UN cast they put in there, and just seemed very weird when it came to the few times in which you had characters interact with each other, talking about things outside of work, when you wind up with two of them that had worked, you know, one was coding for the government and one was doing something else for the government that they refused to actually tell you what was actually happening. It talks in there. It's just, it shoehorns this element of that this is a huge experiment right into it when they had no idea. It could have been a serial killer. It could have been one of them. It could have been lots of different things, but they ram the experiment idea down your throat so vigorously,
so hard.
You just kind of, you know, they're left gagging on this thing as they're shoving it at you, and you're like, "This is like obviously this is what's happening now." But they could have done other things, and it just seemed so.
I agree.
Bad.
It was they wanted you to know what it was right away. Like they talked. Sorry, Jesus, fuck.
No coughing.
Dude, I don't know what it is. A few times they were talking about, oh, well, I think it's you. Well, I know it's definitely not me. It's definitely you that's in charge of this. You're the one who put us there. They did that for a solid 2 minutes straight, and then it completely just went away right away. Everyone was just like, oh, no, I guess it definitely is somebody else. Everyone just automatically started trusting people. Started ideas and stopped them so quickly. The only one they kept going was, oh, this is definitely somebody else doing all this. Somebody else is definitely pulling the strings. No. You don't need all of that to get your point across. You can make subtle little hints. You don't have to literally go, oh, well, I was a programmer. Oh, well, I worked for the Pentagon. Oh, yeah, there's definitely something going on right now.
Yeah, and then, oh, there's an ex-soldier. And then here's this dude that's like... And then you have Dr. Soldier, programmer, pencil pusher, prep school kid. What's that about? And then then you have...
character was the prep school kid.
Yeah. And you have Tuxedo, Leisure Suit Larry over there. It's just... And I That character lasted so long in the movie because he needed to, because he was the only one carrying the weight of his scenes correctly. Like old dude from Watch or Remember or whatever. He was good, but he didn't have a lot of meat on his character. It was fairly formulaic. You know, I have this, this Middle East war survivor with survivor's guilt, you know. Well,
that and the glowing red eyes doesn't help.
Yeah, and that and getting poisoned. He should have done the honorable thing, and as soon as he gets poisoned by this arrow when they are shoehorned into this weird scarecrow that they finally realize it's not the same one they're circling back on. Different ones every time. This thing like shoots a dart at him and then, you know, poisons him. He shows the doc he's been poisoned. And then he's like, don't tell anybody else. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna tell anybody else. It's like the second we got to go, oh, also, old boy just got he picked this girl up by her neck, and caught and moved me, but he got poisoned with something, and obviously this having some horrifying effects. So I think we shove his ass into this pit right now.
My thing I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why did they never check out the scarecrows? Why did they never actually look at the scarecrows? That one actually really kind of bothers me.
Not until the plot needed them to do so.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I couldn't. They didn't bother to strip all the clothes. Oh, we're so cold. Well, you've left three suits of clothes behind that you could have added to what you had at any given point in time. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And we can say, well, you don't know how you react in a cornfield. No, I don't. But at the same time, if this chick is in lingerie, you may want to suit her up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? A
little bit.
also, for those that have ever ripped ass through a cornfield, that shit sucks. It will cut the shit out of you. It feels like there's razor blades in your skin. Like, it's not fun to run through cornfields. So, God love the actors for doing it, but it's miserable. It's not fun. It's itchy. You have silk, attached to you. And the corn husks themselves, just not fun. Also, anybody with grass allergies, good luck surviving that.
My family's got a farm back up in Nebraska, and we used to go there up every summer, and I would literally die, obviously not, but I would literally die going through the cornfields, going through to go pick corn, going to go catch damn chickens out there. Dude, I would be the worst person to have caught in a cornfield. You would hate life with me. You would probably, you would stab me in a heartbeat.
Dude, like, and just like you're flinching when you touch it, it's truly horrific. And like, well, the corn mazes are fine. It's dead. It's dead by that point. These are live corn stalks. These poor people are having to walk through. Now you can argue in the fact that, well, they should have known something was awry when they weren't flinching every time they touched a shoot of corn because it was horrific, and that was his biological defense is to be, you know, thick and husky and, you know, keep you from it. But they go through, and then they find, you know, a series of things, and there's something else in the field that's hunting them, and you don't know what it is forever, and then eventually you realize it's just somebody else that got darted up and turned into a red-eyed crazy person. Gives them enhanced strength and agility and rage. Just think like the zombies from 28 days later, without the lust for eating human flesh and just killing it.
Hold on. Take that back. Because there was the scene with the fire where Shane Fields or whatever his name is, Foster, whatever, I don't remember, was trying to hunt the other thing, and very briefly there was a huge bonfire going. Right next to the fire, there was one of the person's bodies cut in half and like burnt up to crisp. You could tell he was eaten.
Okay, so it was exactly the zombies from 28 Days
Later. Yes, you can see that.
So, torn, ripped, whatever. It's like, and that old man that showed up and like, there's no escape in the fields. And like, oh, he has all five of our items. Like, well, there's an assumption happening there that he had all of them because you didn't see them all on him at any given time. And yeah, I think it would be difficult to determine just how much stuff he had on him at any given time. But all those things fit together to create puzzle pieces. Once they realized it was actually a puzzle, and then making the assumption about lots of things. Now, the clues weren't cheated into place. They were there from the beginning. And you had questions like, why is that? Why do they have an indention in the bottom of that lantern, you know, things like that, that you noticed as it was happening. And then like, it just, so put them on this lamppost and turn it around and they'll have an overlay of a map. That was an incredulous leap at that point.
Oh, because
focus it in. Okay, well, what if you focus it wrong? What if it was turned the other way? What if you had broken it? I mean, there's lots of variables in place there that you're like, this is ludicrous. But, you know.
All, I liked it, how you needed all the items to go forward with it all. To get to quote-unquote finish the end. Don't get me on the ending. I'm kind of pissed off about that, too. Well, I will say, though, I like how the very first shot of the movie was zooming from far out to close up into the field, like coming far out from away from the field, close up to the field, and end on her face in one of those circles. And then the end of the movie was leaving from that in middle of the circle going and panning out, panoramic view wise. I did like how they did that. That's probably one of the best things I liked about this movie. But I do like how they had to have all of the items for the end.
Everything was necessary. You had to know what was happening with it. And once you realize it, then you should realize how important those are. And having all five people there. I mean, look, let's be honest, man. It would have been easy enough. You only needed two people. You needed all, the stuff, and you needed one person to eat the poison dart, and then you'd immediately kill them for their items and you can go about your business. So, life lessons: if you wake up in a place with five disparate items that seem nothing, pick the weakest person as an ally, and then murder the other three immediately.
My question,
and then you have a meat shield going forward.
Not wrong. You're not wrong. It's definitely survival of the fittest. My question is, where did he get the extra guns from?
They were just laying. They were being fed to him. I think probably the other monster. Let's assume that he ran that down, and then the guns from its group, and then the old man that still had the leftovers. So he had a couple extra guns, or maybe they just feeding him extra guns. They just randomly leave a gun out. Because once you realize the corn maze, not so much a corn maze, but a maze of corn with cargo container labs placed throughout it so people could move in and out of the experiment area, so to speak. I don't know, man. It seemed like it started out as a good idea. And then they let people go. Oh, and then, oh, also, hey, how about this? And that's kind of what happened. Like, I think at a core, it had a nothing earth-shatteringly new or original. I don't think that's hard to come from. But it had some very cube-based moments to it as far as puzzlement and how to maneuver through said area, which was, you know, the Saw stuff was more grotesque and the cost of your freedom. This one is just a cost of humanity on multiple levels, literally.
Yes.
And then they had the primary is, you know, Sam being the lone survivor.
I bet you they save Tyler somehow.
No, I don't think so, man. I don't think so, Tim. So I think Tyler died right there on the fence post.
I do say, he got murdered. He got fucking stabbed so hard.
Yeah. It was like, oh, that was really, he was dead anyway, dude. It's like, you know, it's like you just, it's a Kilmore type thing. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like you shoot somebody in the face and then you put them in a chipper feet first. I mean, they're already dead, dude. You know, you're not disposing the body. You're just trying to be gross at this point. And old girl, like, getting gutted like a fish, and then finding all this energy to fight back.
Laughing, I understand adrenaline.
Yeah, I was like, she turned that bitch into the Joker, but it was just crazy. I understand what they were doing, and once you realize it is a test, and the fact that the government is there and doing this to people for what possible purpose, we still don't know. I mean, it was very Cube, Resident Evil, Saw, and it was just. It had a lot of issues. But Resident Evil, as they were pulling out, that one made me think of it when you started seeing the effects of the zombie plague in the Resident Evil films towards the end. You know how you'd pull away and see how the world's going to shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you pull out from this, you see a corn maze on the outskirts of, like, I don't know, Houston. You know what I'm saying? With that much light, you know, pollution. Like, I'm like, oh, look at that. So I don't know, maybe that urban expanse was a commentary on the need for fewer, more capable people and less, but I don't think they really had a plot for that either. They could have had some commentary in there, a discussion about it. And then you have, it's just like you're limited in the scope when you say escape the field. So a couple things are known. You have a very limited area in which you're going to work in as far as visually. So you have to maintain people's interest with dialogue and the plot. They did not.
There was barely any dialogue in this movie.
Yeah, it was very monotonous shots of people walking in a really big-ass cornfield. Like I said, I would love to love this movie. You know, I'd like to have something new that just popped up on a feed, be something that's exciting. But not everything can be Squid Game.
Oh, definitely. This movie definitely gave me escape room vibes.
I said, definitely.
No. I was like, yeah, what? No, it really did. No, it gave me escape room vibes. No. but my thing is, I like how they didn't have to go back and say how everybody got there. That makes sense? Like they really quickly touched over, like, oh, I was sleeping in my room, or I was sleeping in the ER, and they had to grab me somehow. They have to be very powerful to get me through there. And that's another thing I'm talking about. It's an experiment that it had to be somebody very powerful to get them to go come through the hospital and drag me out without anybody saying anything. I like how they went back and didn't have to show every aspect of it, of, oh, I was doing this, and this, and then someone took me. Now, with that being said, this movie did not need to be 128 minutes. There is no reason. You could have done this movie in 45 to 50 minutes and make it a very long TV show, not an hour and a half. Wasted my time.
No, dude, this was god awful. And to discuss something else, like, you can make something this exceptional that's going to be a direct stream. You don't have to make it you don't have to make it feature film length. It doesn't have to have, like, you know, it's like it was an hour and 28 minutes or some shit like that. And it could have been a 50 minute episode. Quick plug, Werewolf by Night.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I need to watch it.
It's like 50 minutes and it is magnificent.
I heard, like, it's good.
Exactly what you, yeah, it is. Like, you might want to watch it just to get the the taste of Escape the Field out of your mouth. For a rather sparse landscape, and the finite number of protagonists in the film, and well, look, there's even a maze involved. But you know, it did a lot of storytelling in 50 plus minutes. This show did Escape the Field did like 20 minutes of storytelling in an extra hour of fluff. It fell on its face, dude. I mean, I really like spatial restrictions and repetitiveness can be terror in and of itself. This was just laborious. Like, I would, like, dude, pull it up, because I would love to know how bad people think this movie is.
So I actually have it ready for you. Okay, and then I want to read reviews, by the way, afterwards, because there's a few of here that made me chuckle. Let's go ahead and do Rotten Tomatoes. You got the audience, and then you got the critics. What do you think?
And this is percentage, right?
Yes, out of 100.
The things in which would make critics love movies like this, they can't possibly be here. This has got to be like, I don't know, maybe somebody thinks that they're smarter than everyone. Oh, this has got to be low 40s, maybe mid 30s. It should be lower.
Who?
It should be.
Tell me what. No. Okay, but you're saying it should be. I want give me your honest opinion, not where you think it should be. Tell me where.
If I'm looking at this movie from a critic standpoint, I think like this should be like 30%.
Okay.
And if as a vapid audience member, probably double that.
Okay. All right.
It should be 30 both ways, but I'm going to say 30, 35, and 60-something. 35 and 60.
Okay, you're wrong. Critics, 19.
My faith in humanity is restored.
And the audience did 29.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I was wrong, and I appreciate the fact that more people think this movie is absolute trizak. Like, it's a dumpster fire, and it's funny because, you know, that's how the guy dies at the end. Spoiler alert. But what about...
Tell me what you...
IMDb?
Tell me what you think. Yes, IMDb. What you think?
It's combined, right?
Yeah. This is out of 3. 10.
Three.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
It is.
4.3. You were not far off.
Jesus. Guys, for the folks that watch, that listen to us occasionally, we appreciate both of y'all.
Oh, hey, thank you for getting us the over 400 views or listens. We appreciate it. We love you. You know, shameless plug. I appreciate y'all.
Dude, please tell a friend, even if just to go, these guys are so bad.
Tell us we're idiots. But I'm fine with that. I thrive on that.
Bring it. But this is probably the lowest rated movie that I personally have watched in a very, very long time. I just try to turn it off. I'm guilty. I'm the one that said, hey, dude, let's give this one a shot. So fuck me for thinking we could do this. It was so bad. What are some of the reviews that you wanted to read
First
off,
of all,
man?
You know, for making me watch this, we should totally watch League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And then I will tell you how much I love that movie.
It's burned into my brain. that movie you is. Can't, like, it, I could, I
you can never total forget that movie. You can never forget that movie. You remember when you watched it. It's like 9/11. You remember when that happened. You remember when you watch horrible movies. And I will never forget this movie.
This is pretty bad. It's not as bad as Captain Nemo. I walk a different path. But it's pretty
with
bad.
With the Nautilus the size of a chef's knife.
Yeah, I was like, awesome. You know, they have the Flatiron Building from New York in the water. How fucking sweet is that?
It's really ridiculous. Is. let's start off. Let's just start off with the, you know, hey, these comments are not ours. We're reading from the Rotten Tomatoes website, you know, or I am. It's this one's very positive. Escape the Field gets a marginal pass for two reasons. First, it's short, clocking at a brisk 88 minutes. Second, it's an original-ish concept with no explicit ties to existing IP. Okay, yeah, you can suck it, Katie.
Katie, sweetie, there's just some things that, like, there's nothing original about this. It's literally just a mashup of other things. It's like when artists would sample music to make other new music. That's what this movie is. It's a sampling of other things. A marginal pass. I mean, what is that? Is it like this is literally a black and gray type thing, and this shit is completely.
The lighting in this movie was horrible. I get it. You're in a cornfield. There's not much lights, but at the same time, it's a fucking movie. Brighten the fucking space up, just a fucking little bit, so I can see something in this movie. It wasn't as bad as the last. Come it wasn't on, man. As bad You're as not- the last season of Game of Thrones. But I still want to see something. Yep. Even when they had the bonfire going, it wasn't even that bright.
Well, because there's only so much fire they can allow, you know, inside a soundstage, dude. Like, this shit was shot we probably could see the sides of the set pieces if we looked hard enough in some of these scenes, man. Like, it was the cinematography is it should have been significantly different, especially when this is all done indoors, man. Fake ass corn and fake rows. There's only like 12 of them. You know, they should have done that a little bit better. But God bless you, Katie, for being forgiven.
So, I was just about to say something. 61 people on IMDb gave this a 10 out of 10. 61 people should be condemned to an insane asylum.
I think those people don't understand how the star system works.
I don't know.
Or they were friends of the family.
I don't understand. Okay, so.
Let's not do it, man. Let's not go down the road where we condemn people for their opinions. But it's been fun
with
to do
so. With such hand-holding dramatic direction and a dreary visual palette that never creates terror out of random corn stalks, it couldn't be more dull. You know what? Thank you, Nick Allen. I agree. Feels longer than six seasons of... Oh, my God. Oh, this is actually... This is spot on, Peter. Feels longer than six seasons of Lost, with only a sliver of that mystery box shows cohesiveness. The actors gamely sally forth, but they, like us, are getting nowhere. Peter, I salute you.
Yeah, like, guys, very rarely do we pick reviews to make as a portion of it. These are stellar. How bad, you know, the eloquence in which they tear it down is appreciated. And if you have, like I said, unless you really want to just, you know, add a little vinegar to your syrup, don't watch this movie.
So you
got
done watching like a phenomenal movie, and you're on that movie high, and you want to bring yourself back down to earth, this is your movie. This is your movie. It brings so bad, you back even. To reality. Oh my God, Edward, you suck. This is not even a thriller. A pretty interesting thriller that, like Escape Room, ends by teasing a potential sequel. Yes, did it tease a sequel, and it's going to suck just as bad as this one. If they make it.
I don't even think this gets a direct-to-video sequel. They just go, yeah, we're going to cut our losses and go about our business. Like, this was awful. And Peter, stop it. Just stop it. Like, I can't even continue with additional reviews for this film.
Do you have a question?
Guys, don't watch.
Do you have a question?
Don't watch.
Mention jump scares. Where was there a jump scare?
The jump scares in this one, like when someone would be ripped into the cornfield by the he who dwells between the rows. Like,
they're not even jump scares. They're not even jump scares. That's the thing, is that they are positioned so perfectly that they're going to get grabbed. That something's going to happen. At the end, where the monster dude comes out of the cornfield and they're just laying up against the fence like, oh, it's all over. Everyone knew someone's going to die. Everyone knew that.
Well, yeah.
My favorite part was when the two superhuman monsters were going after each other, and the one crawls away and just sitting there helplessly, oh no. And guess what came back into play? All the 5,000 traps that there was lying around so conveniently. No, get the fuck out of here. Whoever directed this shit, stop directing.
It was heinous. That's all we can say about that one, folks.
It was only released in international box office and made $1 million. I still have yet to find how much it actually cost to create this hellhole of a movie.
Those poor people that paid for this. My God.
Opening weekend did $300,000. Why? In Russia.
Well,
that explains a lot.
They just caught him slipping. Did the same thing as me. It's like, what's this? Oh, look at that. It's prominently positioned in my face. I guess I'll watch this trailer and go from there. Well, these are like, this is, you know, I know some of these people. Maybe we'll give this thing a shot.
Totally.
Bad calls.
Movie idea or review idea. You pick like 30 movies. Not even 30. 20 movies. Not even that. 10 movies. 10 movies. I am all over the place. I have been drinking since 1 o'clock today. It was my son's birthday party. That sounds even worse coming out loud. We went to an indoor go-kart place. That sounds even worse. I've been drinking since 1. Let's just leave it at that.
Wow. Frank the Tank. Tearing up the birthday party.
Gotta enjoy it.
Old school.
Okay, no. Episode idea. Episode, are you ready for this one? Make like 10 movies. 10 movies. Do nothing but just read reviews and just tear these people apart. Just because it sounds funny.
Ew! Dude, without watching the film.
Oh, no.
We got no ammo.
It just sounds funny. It sounded funnier in my head.
Okay? If you want us to read reviews and offer films that we've watched, you know, in the past year, just give us a comment and yay or nay, thumbs up, thumbs down, and we'll play that by ear. But for this one, this is definitely
don't
a thumbs down for
just,
me.
Just
Tyler,
don't
how about
this
you?
Movie. Just don't waste your time. I'm glad I did something productive while watching the rest of this film, which was washing dishes. And I can't scrub my eyes from watching this film. But I scrubbed those dishes clean. On that note, you have anything left, Jeff?
That is it for me on this one, man. Let's just put this thing to bed. Guys,
well, hey, this was another exciting episode of Movies, Brews, and Rants. We definitely ranted. I've definitely had the brews. We incorporated some type of movie. Anyways, give us a follow at NBRPod. At NBRPod on Twitter. Email us, because I'm not saying the email address. And hey, we love you guys. And okay, bye.
Bye-bye.